Hello listeners, welcome to another episode of Digital Amrit's Book Reviews. The chosen book for this episode is Michael McIntosh's Get It Done, the 21-Day Mind Hack System to Double Productivity and Finish What You Started. Quite a mouthful, isn't it? But the book isn't very long. Let's see what this book is about. As the title suggests, this book looks at how to tune your mind to get things done, be more productive, and how to fight what comes in the way of finishing your projects or achieving your goals. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1 deals with 11 essential mind hacks to make things happen. Part 2 is the Unstoppable 21-Day Challenge, and Part 3 is Your 21-Day Challenge. The 11 essential mind hacks that are discussed in the book are 1. Prolonged pain or short-lived pain. Whether you think of long-term consequences of your choices and take tough decisions or procrastinate in order to avoid short-term or immediate consequences or unpleasantness. The second is defining choice. You decide what you want to do. If you want to change, make it happen. Think differently and act differently. You cannot do the same things that you always do and magically expect things to change. Third is the 80-20 rule. Few things in life matter a lot, while the rest are trivial. For example, 20% of the time you spend at work might bring in 80% of the outcome, while the remaining 20% of the value takes up 80% of your time. Identify the 20% of your time that brings in the most value and focus on it, while cutting back on the time that takes care of the trivial issues. 4. Good is good enough. A good presentation may take 2 hours, while a perfect or near-perfect presentation might take 20 hours. In most cases in life, good is effective and sufficient, and perfectionism not only takes time but may also lead to procrastination. 5. Delusion of time management. You simply cannot manage time. You can only manage yourself. Focus on managing your thoughts, your emotions, your words, and your actions. This helps create a better you, a more empowered version of yourself. This would mean that you are directing your thoughts and actions into achieving what you want rather than merely ticking off items in a to-do list. 6 is resistance. Finally, we know who or what is between us and our goals. It's an internal force called the resistance, which makes your determination weak and distracts you. Once you let that happen, you're back to being distracted, moving further away from your goals. 7. Fears and hallucinations. Irrational fears such as fear of success, fear of rejection, what will happen if I do this? What will others think of me? These are the ones which hold us back from what we want to do. 8 is focus. If you do too many things at one time, the chances of any one of them moving towards completion is very low. Rather, choose one main thing and focus on it until completion. 9. How to overcome self-doubt. We keep telling ourselves that we are not ready yet and we need more practice. But let that slide and think compassionately. You don't need to be perfect. You're good, and that makes you better than so many of them out there. 10. Do it now. There is only one time, and that is now. If we wait for tomorrow or some other future date, it will never happen. At the end of it, if you did something, you would find satisfaction that you did, rather than regretting that the perfect time never came. 11. Do less to get more work done. Take a break, enjoy something other than work, and then get back to work after you've rested. That is the end of part 1. And part 2 is the 21-day challenge. It is done in 3 stages: whack, act, and relax. Stage 1 is whack. This is the pre-challenge setup which helps you identify what you want to do in this 21-day challenge. WAC stands for W, what you want. H, how will you make it happen? A, absolute responsibility. C, conditions and structures. And K, kickstart. The W helps you pick which project or goal that you would like to complete or achieve. Think of why it is important for you to do this. What will happen if you do not do this? When would you like to finish this? Set a clear date with a realistic timeline. Set a clear date with a realistic time frame. Figure out where you'll be doing this, at home, at work, or at a specific location such as a gym, etc. Now, put them all together on a sheet of paper. The template in the book helps you with this. It goes on something like this. For example, I commit to do something by doing these specific things. This is important to me because of these reasons. I will work on this at this location every so often to get it done. The author suggests that you put this up at a prominent location where you see it often in order to drill this idea or the challenge into your mind. We move on to H. How will it happen? Look at the various paths or action plans to achieve what you want. Choose your path, but do bear in mind that not all paths are equal. Ask for help. You don't need to know all the answers. Take a break from work. Most bulbs go ding when you're not thinking of the problem, but doing something else like taking a shower or mowing your lawn. Find a mentor or a training program if you're in need of guidance. A. Absolute responsibility. What do you do when the resistance tempts you to get distracted and the irrational fears support the idea of abandoning the project and watch TV instead? Do you succumb to it or do you take responsibility? Responsibility can be monitored with an external influence. For example, by choosing an accountability partner to whom you report on a regular basis. While communicating with your accountability partner on the progress towards your goals, make sure that these are clearly communicated. When will you report? How often? How will you report what you did towards your goals and the consequence of what you did? Another way to take charge is to make sure that if you haven't done your part for the day, you will pay so much towards charity, or you will forego something as a punishment, or you will reward yourself with something. Yet another way is a simple Facebook post that you will achieve this goal by this timeline. This will help you keep at it because you'd not want to let yourself down in front of your friends and acquaintances. Now it is C, conditions and structures. What do you need to achieve your goal? Make sure that the conditions are right to start working towards your goal. For example, if your challenge is to run 5 miles every morning, you need a pair of socks and shoes at the minimum. It can be pretty frustrating if you're going to search your sock drawer for matching socks or look for shoes in the morning. Instead, you keep them ready the night before. Have a playlist of songs ready in your phone along with a headset and also a bottle of water to keep you hydrated. This way, you'd be more inclined to run and you may even look forward to it. The last is K. Kickstart your challenge by adding more clarity to your plan by breaking them down into smaller steps. Figure out the 20% action which would result in 80% value. Cut back on the 80% activity which does not add much value. For example, you want to have your website up and running in 21 days. You could spend 80% of your time in designing its looks rather than its contents. Or you could hire someone to design it with your content and save yourself precious hours. With that, we move on to part 3, which is your own 21-day challenge. This is where you act. Look at your daily activities towards your goal. Assess your activities and identify the top results or impact. Are there any activities which are not moving you towards your goal? Remove distractions. If you're painting a picture, for example, turn off your cell phones during the time of painting. A trivial message or a notification could distract you from your goal. One thing may lead to another, and by the time you realize, you may have been distracted for a long time. Once you're distracted, it takes about 20 minutes to go back to the same level of focus. Having a timer may be of help. An hourglass makes the passing of time visual. The last part of your challenge is to relax. Why is it important to relax? It is important to unwind and rest well before you start with your next challenge. Think of how you'd like to relax as part of your challenge. Would you just curl up in a chair and read a book? Would you take your family to a beach resort? Whichever it is, enjoy your well-deserved break so that you can clear your mind, get ready to focus on the next big challenge. That is the end of the book as far as contents. And now let's go through the other aspects of the book. The writing style is casual. Most of the examples in the books are things that I could relate to. I loved the way the book had explained the resistance, how it makes you slack and distracts you from your goal. Another well-liked portion of the book is where the author explains the fears. What if I fail? What if people find my idea stupid? What will others think of me? This kind of fear has held me back from doing so many things. My favorite portion of the book is where the author gives the situation of one of your friends falling aboard your boat and only you know swimming. What would you do? Would you look at yourself in the mirror before diving in? Would you practice a few strokes before bringing your friend to safety? Or would you just dive right in and save your friend? At the end of the book, there are a lot of templates for the readers to use for their own challenges and details of other courses or books offered by the author. So now that we've finished going through the book, what is our take on it? First of all, it was an extremely useful book. I could identify myself with a few of the examples given in the book. Checking my cell phone every so often, proud of my PhDs, that is projects half done, finding an excuse or a distraction not to commit to a course to achieve what mattered the most. I will give an examples of my projects in pipeline. Craft activities with my kids, my illustrated book for Kindle, my blog which I've not been updating as frequently as I used to, Digital Amrit podcasts were going great but there were no new podcasts in the last 3 months. My Etsy shop hasn't had a new listing, though I have wonderful ideas and rough sketches in my laptop waiting to be finished, not to mention my weight loss goals. Reading the book made me realize how I used watching TV or browsing through my phone, wasting precious time which could have been otherwise used to complete my project. Also, having moved from an Android phone to an iPhone, a simple widget in my phone shows how much time I spend on social networking. At the end of the day, it was a whopping 40 minutes. Now, that is not moving me anywhere close to my goals. With occasional reminders from my husband, he would make a good responsibility partner for me. On these stats and how it was affecting me, I felt guilty. Finally, I took this book up, finished it during the weekend. Three motivating factors. One, it was a short book, so I didn't have to spend hours and hours reading it. Second, my husband told me that this would help me finish my PhDs. Part of me wants me to see them complete. And third, I was reading an amazingly interesting book series to which I could get back right after finishing this book and completing the podcast. After reading this book, I'm looking back at my other goals, which have taken a backseat thanks to my resistance and procrastination. And as the book suggested, I'm trying to focus on one thing, one main thing, which is my weight loss goal. Not exactly a 21-day challenge, but let's just say that it's a modified version of it. On the whole, this is an extremely useful book and it gives you so many templates to put the ideas into action. Your fears, your projects or goals, your action plan, your vision, your accountability or commitment. We highly recommend that you pick this book up along with a pen and paper and write down what you need to. If you can follow it through with action, you'll be just as the book says, unstoppable. Thanks for listening to this episode. Do give us a thumbs up if you like this episode and please share your feedback. Don't forget to subscribe to Digital Amrit. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.